How was Seattle?
Awesome. Went on the monorail. Went to the Science Center, Pacific Science Center. Went to the Kids Museum. And did not, unfortunately, make it up the Space Noodle.
Just a quick interruption before we get going. This is Alan here. Just wanted to give you a heads up and say by now you've noticed that the show is a few days late. I wanted to apologize for that. I was really swamped with work. Couldn't get it out. Was working a lot on the Invisible Camera, which if you haven't heard about yet, go check it out at theinvisiblecamera.com. We will talk about it, about my role in that on another show. Next show, most likely. But for now, just check it out there, and you can see the video on YouTube. The second thing you're going to notice is that this episode is rather short compared to the last bunch. That is because it is terrible. Full disclosure, total transparency over here. We're not going to lie to you, even though it's a free show. I don't want you listening to it, the whole thing, thinking, wow, that was awful, because it was. I was tremendously boring. Adam, also boring. I was exhausted, he was exhausted. We can make excuses, but it was boring. And we kept piling it on. So ultimately what I did was I cut most of it out. And this episode 12 was going to become the lost episode. So there's that. So the entire topic of prime lenses has been cut out, and we'll have to revisit that in the future. So all we do talk about our challenge photos and next week, and there is some banter going on, but even that, not awesome. If you're having trouble sleeping, that's your episode. Have a listen to episode 12 if you can't sleep. Now, I don't mean this in a jokey way or trying to be self-deprecating or anything like that. I just want to make sure that if this is your first time listening to the show, that it's not also your last time listening to the show. Because based on this, you're not coming back. I warned you. So if you continue to listen, remember, I did give you a heads up early on. And more importantly, starting next week, we're going to be far more interesting. I'm going to ramp up the unboring to new levels. And Adam will definitely follow. So from now on out, we're going to have much better shows. That being said, if you do go ahead and finish this one. You were warned. Hello and welcome. Do you want to try that? Do you want to try the hello and welcome?
Not really.
Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. That was, of course, music by Steve Connolly. And I am Alan in Germany, and with me is
Adam in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Can't believe that took us 6 takes to get that right.
Yeah.
Unreal. So this week's episode 12, is about prime lenses, which is kind of funny because funny that we picked episode 12 because 12 is a prime number.
Is that why you're waiting for it?
12 is not a prime number, Adam.
Is 11?
I was kidding.
Is 11?
I was
7.
I was
5?
Setting you up. Wait a second. Hang on. Who? I was setting you up to be the hero, and you fumbled.
No, I was just messing with you.
Starting at 1, how many can you name? How many prime numbers? Go.
3, 5, 7.
Whoa! Starting at 1.
1, 3, 5, 7.
Whoa!
Where did I miss?
2.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it is.
It has 2 factors, 1 and itself.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know,
I think it probably causes headaches and arguments among the math community, but
doesn't seem like a prime number to me.
It's the only even prime number.
Yeah.
So, Adam, what did you shoot this week?
I shot pictures of Seattle because that's where I was. I was in Seattle.
The Emerald City.
Yeah, I didn't shoot too many pictures actually of Seattle itself, mostly of my children doing things in Seattle.
And what is the allure for Canadians? What's the allure of Seattle?
Something different that's not too far away.
How far is it?
About 2.5 hours, depending on the border traffic. About 2.5 hours, all in.
How is the border traffic?
Not bad. We have a Nexus Pass, so that makes it exponentially faster.
And you don't have to stop?
You do very briefly, though.
Okay. Did they still interview you and whatnot?
Yes, but to a lesser extent. Usually it's just kind of flash your cards, but we usually take the regular border lineup on the way back so as to avoid all the paperwork of the Nexus line.
This paperwork?
Yeah, if you want to, like, for anything you bring back, you got to fill out a sort of claim form, and it's very detailed out on every little item, so we never take that line. We just go back in the regular line and just try to go back at a low sort of frequency travel time.
Gotcha. Yeah. You still declare things, though?
Oh, we declare everything. You just don't want to do the fill out the forms.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I see. The did you know that under the North American Free Trade Act,
Agreement?
I don't care. NAFTA.
I think it's Act. Oh, no, it's maybe disagreement.
You can bring photography gear back across the border completely duty-free.
I did know that. Again, I think something you'd previously mentioned. And I also did buy a GorillaPod while I was down there at a little photography store.
Really?
Yep.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. I haven't gotten to use it much, but I did buy one.
Yeah, they come in handy. So Seattle, and was you got good weather down there for photos?
Pretty much the same as Vancouver. Rain and more rain.
Got ya.
Yeah.
Well, I look forward to seeing some photos. What did you shoot with when you were down there?
Almost exclusively with my 50mm 1.8 prime lens. That's a Canon lens, by the way.
Hopefully that ties into this episode's theme.
Which is?
Prime lenses. Remember you couldn't get the prime numbers?
Right, right. So I think it will tie in.
Yes, it will. So you shot, you walked around, shot all kinds of different stuff with the one lens, without being able to zoom at all.
Correct.
Fantastic. That's the one thing that people. This is just a hint at what's going to coming up later in the show, because we're going to get into the challenge photos in a sec. But one of the things that people always tell me is that they don't want to just travel with a prime lens because they want to be able to zoom. So they want to have their 18 to 4,000 zoom so they can get every possible picture of every possible situation.
Right.
And yet you managed to make it happen.
Yep.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
I do the same thing. I'm a big fan of traveling with the prime lens, but we'll get back to that. First up, though, I don't think I shot anything, by the way.
That's good. We'll keep the show moving right along then.
Yes, that should, like a freight train. No, I've been busy working on more video stuff. It was mostly editing, so when we do the Two Hosers post-production show, then I'll bring that up.
Awesome.
But everyone else will be bored by that, including myself. But yeah, so the challenge photos. What was last week's challenge? Let's remind everybody, including myself.
Something to do with food. A picture.
Or beverages. I think or beverage.
Oh, okay. I didn't say that, but I guess that was your interpretation.
Well, when we get to my photo, you'll understand.
Okay. I think I saw your photo, so I do understand. Okay. I just, you know, you might be disqualified.
Mm-hmm. I beg to differ.
Should we do it was my challenge to you, so I think this week you should go first.
I will go first. The challenge was food photography with a prime lens as a hint towards this episode.
Right. Right. I forgot to mention that.
So I took mine with my Canon 5D Mark II. And a 50mm 1.4 prime lens, which means it doesn't zoom, but it does open up to an aperture of f1.4. And that's available light. That was part of the rule as well.
Right.
And you could use a bounce board if you wanted.
Yep.
Which I did on this one. So I took a picture of my we didn't make anything interesting that really looked good in terms of a dinner this week. So I, unfortunately, taking pictures of lentils, not that awesome. So I took a picture of my favorite food, which is coffee. I waited until the appropriate time. The sun had come out, but I waited until, I'm going to say, approximately 4 o'clock in the afternoon until the sun was coming from a certain angle through our window. And I even augmented that by opening the window so that it deflected the sun exactly where I wanted it. So what you're seeing is actually a combination of the ambient light coming in and the reflection of the sun off of our patio door.
Should I have known that?
No. There's no way you should know that.
Yeah.
But just to let you know that that wasn't lit. I didn't get the flash out or anything like that.
And okay.
That's all available light.
I like.
And I... go ahead.
I was just gonna say, I like it. I like the... I like the way the cup is positioned, and I like the beans. Although it seems as though you didn't really use the capabilities of your f1.4 to showcase the primeness of that lens.
You'd think so. It's not obvious. There is a certain clarity. There is a certain sharpness that you would not get with your kit lens that I wouldn't get with my kit lens. And if you look closely, you'll see where the focus is on the top of the cup.
Yeah, right on the left edge, right? Is that where? Where the light's coming in just around the left edge of the...
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I forget what I shot this at. I'm going to say F4, might be 2.8, but in order to sort of get to not go overboard with the depth of field... I might have undersold the prime lens. So at first glance, you're probably not going to notice that this was taken with a prime lens, but the long story, well, still long story, I would not have been able to take this picture with as good with my kit lens, my zoom lens. So, however, to illustrate that fact, I did think of the exact same thing because I really liked the light and I stand by this picture as my entry into the challenge contest this week. But I did snap a couple of other pictures to really hammer home the primeness of my prime lens.
Right.
So
I saw those too, yeah. Yeah, I saw them. I don't like them as much as I like the other picture though, so I agree with your entry. Nothing wrong with them. I like the entry that you went with. I like the actual coffee mug, and the other ones are just of the beans, correct?
They are. Well, yeah, it's just the beans and then in the mugs there. I did that just sort of to hammer home the effect that we get with the depth of field and everything's really blurred out, and these are shot at f1.4
right.
In order to illustrate that. But I like the mood that is set by the other one.
Yeah.
The with the light coming in and all that, so.
Yeah, I agree.
So what's wrong with it?
The
answer is nothing. I wasn't tricking you.
I could find something.
Do it.
No, it's perfect. I can't find anything wrong with it. I'm not a photography critic here.
It's not perfect. If it was hanging up in a Starbucks, it might make you want to buy more coffee, I think. That's what I was kind of going for.
All right. So, I think you accomplished it.
Okay. Cupcakes. You know what the funny thing is? We go to your picture of the cupcakes. The original plan, I was going to shoot muffins.
Yeah. No one would have eaten them after they saw these cupcakes, so.
That's a good point. No, you actually make a great point. My wife, Lena, makes fantastic muffins, except for their whole wheat and all that. And so they don't photograph well because they just don't look like, oh, great, that's not a green cupcake.
Right.
And so green cupcakes.
Yeah. I just side note, I actually did the decorating there. So Lisa made the cupcakes, and I'd like you to take note of the Spider-Man cupcake wrappers, if that's what they're called, because we're big on Spider-Man in this house. And I did the icing decorations with a cake decorating little tool, and then spread the sprinkles around. So yeah, I wanted to showcase my decorating. Not only did I take the picture, but I did the decorating.
You're a good dad.
Yeah. So those were for Jack's birthday, which was actually Wednesday. So it was done after the photo challenge. I didn't pre-take this picture.
Nice. I wasn't accusing you.
No, I just, because we talked about Jack's birthday in the last episode, so.
Oh, correct.
Right.
All right. Well, he had the birthday month, though.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Yeah. Kids will ask him, hey, when's your birthday? March. March the what? Doesn't matter.
That's the way it goes in Lisa's side of the family, as birthdays are celebrated over and over again.
Nice.
Yeah. So
nothing wrong with that.
So I was really trying to, you know, make the connection for the Prime Lens people out there to see what a cheap $99 f1.8 Canon lens could do. So the focus on this picture is actually on the rightmost cupcake. And you see, if you look across the line of the cupcakes in the middle, those are pretty much the ones in focus, and the ones just in front are a little bit blurred, and the ones in the back are very blurred, and then the room behind it is extremely blurred. So I was really, as I took this quick picture, I didn't expect this to be my entry. I don't even know, to be honest. It looks like, to me, it's shot with flash, but I don't remember. So it might be a violation of the rules of the challenge, but I can't remember. It was shot at about 4 or 5 o'clock, so I doubt there was enough available light to get this picture off. So I'm going to say it was probably shot with flash.
It does say flash fired in the EXIF data.
Oh, okay. I haven't looked at that, so that's where you out-geek me when it comes to that.
Sure.
Yeah.
And at f2.8.
Yeah.
So that's not even the full capacity of what this lens can handle.
Yeah.
Had you shot it at f1.8, nothing would be in focus, really.
Yeah.
So there you go. So we can see with this shot that the reason nothing is in focus, or very, very little is in focus, is because it is a very wide aperture, and you're in very, very close.
Yep.
So that's why we have the very, very, very narrow depth of field. So this is a situation where the depth of field really, I'm going to go ahead and say, saves your picture.
Wow.
Because, well, how many food magazines do you open up and see that as the background?
I don't read food magazines, so I don't know.
Right. Part, you know, like you have sort of a disjointed background. With,
yeah.
I guess that's a chair on the one side. What is the white thing?
That's actually a box of books.
Box of books?
Kids' books, yeah.
Okay, and then sort of your kitchen slash, are we in the kitchen? Is that the stove?
We're on the stove, and then that's looking into sort of a family room.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And so had that background not been blurred out, wildly distracting.
Yeah, and I was just going for adding more color to the fact that I was making a shot that was going to be very blurry in the background. I was just trying to make it interesting.
Awesome. So there we can see the example of the prime, what a prime lens does for you. Now, for the viewers out there, if I'm nitpicking, I would have at least photoshopped out that little sprinkle in the bottom right hand corner.
Oh, I like that.
No, that's why you get an F on this. Just kidding. There's no grades, and if there were grades, you'd get an F. But there's no grades, so you sleep okay tonight.
All right.
So, okay, that's the photo challenge. Any questions?
No. And this is just kind of a side note, but when we were in Seattle and we were going to a lot of children-oriented activities, you would not, well, you probably would believe, but I'd say every other person there with their kids had an SLR, and it seemed to me that 90% of those people were shooting with the kit lens only. I looked, I was looking specifically to see if anyone was shooting with the prime lens. I did not see one person with an obvious prime lens, and certainly not the 50 millimeter, because they stand out because they're pretty short on those SLRs. And on top of that, I did not see one person, and I'm talking out of, I must have counted at least between 50 and 100 of these SLRs, not one person with an external flash. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Tons of great pictures. Yeah.
And a lot of auto settings, I noticed. I was looking for that as well. A lot of people on the auto settings. So potentially, there's a few other people that might benefit from our podcast.
So I assume you handed out our business card to them.
Yes, I did.
What that brings us to this week's challenge.
And I think it's your turn.
So this one is a fair challenge. The challenge this week is you must A, take a picture of a complete stranger.
At sunset?
And not, no, whenever you like.
Okay.
You must take a picture of a complete stranger, someone you've never met before. That's what stranger means.
Okay.
Now, the rules are you have to talk to them first. You have to approach them and make a portrait. You can't just snap a picture and then hand it in.
Okay.
Okay. So there's that. You can take as many pictures of as many strangers as you like. But the rule is it must be available light. And two, and this is the important one, you can only take two photos, two snaps of the same person.
Okay.
Once, if you don't get it in two, you got to move on.
Okay.
So you can take as many or as few as you want. That's the challenge.
Sounds good.
Whatever lens you like, whatever you want to do. So there you go. Good luck to you.
All right. Good luck to you.
You can find me. I'm going to start with me this week. You can find my stuff at alanattridge.com or alanattridge.de. Both of us are at thetwohosers.com, at twohosers at Twitter. And Adam, where can we find your Seattle pictures?
On schwartzchronicles.com.
Excellent. And as always, Adam's advice to you from me is to
take better pictures.